News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
With the first week almost halfway done, what can parents do to ease what is a very real separation anxiety? We're joined by Dr. Mary O'Kane, lecturer in psychology and early childhood education. Mary, thanks indeed for talking to us. First off, like, it is really common for kids to get upset when you're dropping them off.
Oh, Shane, it is. I mean, so many of them bounce in the door, to be fair.
Yeah.
But there is a big group who are just nervous going in. And if you think about it, it kind of makes sense. I mean, they're going into, I mean, to be cautious of a new situation is not a bad thing necessarily.
No, absolutely.
And we often think, oh my God, they're nervous about where they're going, but they're not. It's actually the separation from you. It's not that they don't like preschool. Like sometimes a few days in, parents thinking, oh, maybe they hate it or maybe they hate junior infants. It's not actually where they're going. It's just the connection to you. That's what they're really missing. But as a parent, oh, it's so hard. You know, every protective parenting instinct kicks in and you're heartbroken. So it's stressful for everybody.
Yeah. So what are the tips? Because you do, you know, you want your kid to go into preschool. You want your kid to go into school. They've got to go in.
Yeah.
What's the best way of handling it? Is there a danger they feed off your anxiety as well? Is that something you need to be careful of?
Yes, absolutely. So if you think you have your little 3 or 4 or 5 year old, whatever it is, and they're feeling anxious, what do? They look to you. They look at your face. And even the words that come out of your mouth are not as important as the expression they see on your face. And if they see fear in your eyes, you know, it's kind of telling their little brain, you're right to be nervous.
Yeah,
like, he's not happy. He's looking like this is a bad thing to do. So the most important thing is that they see confidence in you. So no matter what you're feeling, and I know I had this shame with my eldest, and I know what it's like, but you have to push those feelings down, be calm, focus on the positive. Like, if we're steady and calm, our children are really reassured. So I would say make the mornings really calm. Like, have little routines that you have in the morning. So every morning is your home, is this calm, safe space. So they're sort of nearly gaining confidence and they're getting into a little routine, if you like, of what happens every morning when they get there. And the other thing is we say things like, don't be ridiculous. Don't be so silly. Why would you not want to go in? Try not to do that. Because if we dismiss their fears, we're making them feel that, you know, they're being ridiculous. You know, that's what they're feeling. And if that's what they're feeling, you know, that's okay. Instead, like, you can say something like, look, oh, pet, like, it's so normal to feel a little bit nervous, you know, going into a new class. You know, everybody feels that.
Yeah.
But I know you're going to really love school, you know. So you're still being positive. But as I said, you know, we want to be steady and calm and be their first point of safety. So don't dismiss what they're feeling.
That's really solid advice. Just before you go, for parents out there at the moment who are going through this, is there a typical time it takes for a kid to settle in? Can they say, well, you know, a couple of weeks down the road, things will settle down?
Oh, a few weeks and it will make all the difference. Try and have any little connection item that you can have. So, like, little comfort objects, any little object you can give them. You can draw a little love heart on the inside of your wrist, a little love heart on theirs. Tell them, you just press that love heart anytime you're thinking of me. You can let them pick a treat before they leave for school. Pick out of a bowl a treat for coming back. It might be a trip to the park with mum or dad, or, you know, a little thing they can do. So they're focusing on the positive. But can I say, for any parent, if it goes on over time, first thing is trust your educator. They know how to support you and your child. If some of our children are just really sensitive little souls, and remember, God, we need more of them in the world at the moment. The peacemakers, the empathetic children, those who care deeply. Can I just recommend a book? If it goes on over time for anyone, there's a fantastic book called Your Highly Sensitive Child by Dr. Aoife Durkin, and it will make you see your sensitive child in a whole new light.
Okay, great advice. Dr. Mary O'Kane, lecturer in psychology, early education, early childhood education. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your own stories. Are you going through it at the moment? 087 1400. 106.
I actually remember to this day, my eldest, who's now 25, sobbing. Me, not he. I was sobbing, not him.
Right.
After after the drop-off of junior infants. I was that wound up about it. I thought it was the biggest deal in the world. I thought if it didn't go well, it was going to ruin his life, practically his school career. And like, I mean, I was so overwrought about it. I was kind of ridiculous, but...
It passes.
It does pass, but that's, yeah. Parents do think it's really tough. It's really tough all around.
It is.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.